Welcome to Motivation for Life. This is a podcast about life, motivation, happiness, human development, human science, some about biology, psychology, and this is your friend Azucena Kennedy, and I am a human science expert, and today we are going to talk about how to raise your kids with high self-esteem. How to raise kids with high self-esteem. Your son, your daughter, if you are pregnant, if you are about to get married and thinking to have a family, or if you already have kids, let me remind you about the things that you didn't do probably. Or no, let me tell you about all the things that are important and necessary to raise a child with high self-esteem. First of all, never hit them on the face. This is, you never imagine, but a lot of parents do it. They slap their kids when they start saying curse words or when they say something wrong. Never slap them on the face, because the face is a part of the identity, and that hurts them really on their identity. I think there wouldn't be any reason to do that. Now, first of all, in order for your child to have a high self-esteem, you need to start from pregnancy. From pregnancy, the woman needs to be taken care of. Of course, I hope that you were thinking about it when you were getting pregnant. If you didn't, you're still in time to do your best. Find someone to take care of you. Which means, I hope you don't have to go to work being pregnant. But if you don't, just rest the most you can. Sleep all you want. Eat food, nutritious food, and in the fifth month of pregnancy, you can start talking to your baby. Your baby develops hearing. You can start playing music, playing like classic instrumental baroque music. You can start talking to your baby and telling your baby all these positive things about how your baby is going to be. How successful, how wonderful your baby's going to be. Start talking to your baby only using positive words. Also, if you're pregnant, if your baby can listen, they can listen. When a baby is in your womb, they can listen other people where you are in your environment. They can listen others. So make sure you are not surrounded by a lot of yelling or a lot of heavy stuff or noises, like bad noises, or nobody's yelling at you, things like that. You need to take care of yourself really, really a lot. Try to have good oxygen, have good nutrition, so that the brain development of the baby is developed at the end of the pregnancy. Like in the eighth month, the last thing that develops is the intelligence of the baby on the eighth month. So premature, that's why premature babies who are premature, a lot of times, I'm sorry to say this, but a lot of times they don't have a high IQ because they were premature and their brain didn't develop. And now, does the brain continue developing after the baby's born? Yes. The brain continues developing. That's why the head of the baby is very like jelly. It's very still it's still very soft, and it's not, babies don't have a hard skull like us. It is still soft, so that's why a lot of times when babies fell down there, nothing happens, because of course you don't, you know, gotta be careful, right? There's a lot of care involved in raising a baby. So I'm going to say some of the most important, but if you have a specific question about how to raise a child, how to raise a baby, things you should do with the baby, things you shouldn't do according to science, and best practices for a high self-esteem, please let me know. The most common question is, should I let the baby cry? No, don't ever let a baby cry. A baby under 14 months of life, Do not ever let a baby cry. If it's in the middle of the night, 3 a.m., your baby cries, you need to get up. You need to get up, lady, and go feed your child. Go feed the baby, right? You want to be a mom, okay? It was very easy. It was just very easy, right, to make love to that handsome guy. Well, now you got a baby and you have to take care of it. And so that's why I'm saying, okay, your child with high self-esteem, when you are pregnant at 5 months of age, your baby can listen. Can listen language. It's a great time to start teaching. The baby's gonna learn the mother's. It's gonna have the pattern of the mom's native language or whatever language you are talking while your baby. In my case, my babies, my two girls, they were listening to Spanish when they were in my womb, and so their first language is Spanish. My boys, on the opposite, when they were babies, they were listening to English because I was already in United States teaching English, so they listened to both, but mostly English. So that's why my boys are English speakers mostly. However, they can speak Spanish very well if they keep on practicing. Something else that I wanted to say is that when self-esteem is developed according to what your child listens and according to what you think of yourself. When you are pregnant, make sure you think highly of yourself. If you are sad, depressed, or if you don't have anybody to take care of you, you need to have a husband to take care of you, a mother, a sister, a friend, a grandma, anybody. You need to have another human to feed you, to give you a place where to be, and to take care of you, and so that you can be comfortable, and so that you can have your sleeping hour. You have no stress, like your only job is the life of this child that you're carrying, and that's a blessing. Pregnancies may get complicated. Don't do too much strenuous exercise unless you are used to. And I would say, depending on your physical condition, I suggest go for a walk. I suggest no extreme activities. Always think positive when you are pregnant. Pray, meditate, and do always say positive thinking. I recommend the Louis Hay reflections, like, I am one with the universe. I love you and you love me very much. You are very successful. And all these things like, we are blessed. Everybody loves you. You take opportunity. All your body is forming with the miracle of life. I say this in the name of the law of harmony and perfection. All these programmings, okay? So now that your baby's born, and I know there is the postpartum depression in women, and that usually is when women reject the men because you just want to be taking care of your baby. And a lot of times when you stay home with the baby, that's a very difficult stage in the life of a woman, because if your husband is not supportive, he needs to understand that you're going to reject. There is some psychological that because of him you're going through this, because there's a lot of physical restraint when you give birth. Before, all the pregnancy is so fatigue, and just giving birth is painful. And then the reason why women are in postpartum depression, that's because of the pain we are going through. We are in recovery. And when you are in pain, you're just thinking on yourself and you just want to rest and recover. But guess what? But you have to feed the baby. You have to deal with the baby's needs. And the baby's needs are 24/7. So that's why if you don't have a supportive husband, it's just going to be a little hell. Because if you don't have a supportive husband, you better have a supportive friend or supportive grandma, supportive mother, someone that is supporting you with the baby. Because if you don't, it's going to be very, very difficult. That's why if I don't recommend to be a single mom. I don't recommend to be just having fun and then oops, all of a sudden you got pregnant, because it's serious thing. It's serious thing to be committed to a child and to raise a child. It's something very serious, and it's something that is going to take all of your time. And so you go from a lifestyle where you were having fun going out with guys and yeah, really everything's so fun, or dating, and then you didn't take care of yourself, you didn't use any protection, and then oops, all of a sudden you have a baby. Now your life dramatically changes. And I'm not saying it's a curse, but it is a blessing to have a child, of course, to be a mother. But ideally you don't want to be you want to do it in a family, when you are in a marriage, when it has been something that was planned, that was talked about, that you talked about, that you are with a guy that he wants to be a father, that he wants to marry you, and he wants you to be the mother of his kids, and then he has talked to you about it, that he chose you to be the mom of his kids. And so that is so important, because not because you kiss and you make love, that doesn't mean that he wants to be the father of your kids and he wants to support you and your kids. That doesn't mean. So that's why it's important to wait, to get to know the person, to wait until the man expresses his desire to take you as a wife and to be willing to be the provider for your kids. Now, ideally, that's what you need to pursue. Of course, I understand things don't happen like that. I understand girls date and sometimes very loosely. Sometimes you trust, I don't know. I mean, they told you in high school how babies are made, and there's still girls not taking it seriously. Like when you have never got pregnant, when you are just having fun, you really don't think it's gonna happen. You really, like the first time you realize you're pregnant, is like, what? What? Oh, really? So what they said in the book and in the video is true. Yes, it is true. And you are going to expect the baby, and you're going to be a mother, and your life is going to just totally change. So now if you are a single mom, well, guess what? Now you have to work to support that child. And it's hard. It's hard. I mean, it's hard because diapers are expensive. If you have to, you won't be able to breastfeed most likely, because you're going to have to go to work, unless you find someone to watch the child. Daycare is expensive. So I feel really, if I have a lot of money, if I make a lot of money with this podcast, please give me money, because I'm going to help the single moms. I mean, I don't blame them. Because a lot of times men are the ones pushing for sexual relationships, and men are very pushy and abusive, and men are the ones that they actually, I really don't think any young girl, any young lady is thinking, yeah, I want to get pregnant and fat, and I want to be alone, and I want to raise a child on my very own. No, that's usually a woman in her 40s that maybe she says, you know what, I just want to get pregnant because I want to have the experience of being a mother, and I'm ready to be a mom in this world, and I want to get pregnant and have a child of my own. Well, that's different, okay? That's different, because that responds to a plan. However, I still think that it has to be part of a plan. Now, that ideally, I'm talking about ideally in this world, if you are in time to control your future, you are in control of your life. You are in control of what you post, what you don't post. So you are in control of who you talk to, who you go out with. You are in control who you drink with, who you go to his. I'm gonna say, don't fall for online relationships. the amount of girls getting pregnant from strangers, like online dating and all that, is tremendously raising up. And just be very careful, girls, because those men who are online predators, they make you believe you are in a fantasy relationship, and then next time they want to see you, they ask you to go out with them, either to a hotel or to their place or to your place. They're gonna make you a baby, and they're not gonna be responsible for it, and they really don't care. A lot of them, you don't know who his family is. You don't know if there's mental illness in his family. You know if he's a drug addict. You don't know a stranger. You don't have to trust a stranger or go with a stranger. Please say no to online texting relationships, because that is just another form. It's a trap, and it's another form of abuse from a stranger that he just wants to get his dick wet. That's what someone said. Someone said it like that. I'm just going to say it like that, because they don't want a relationship. They just want to sport F and, well. So you got to be very, very careful, girls, nowadays. The romantic, if men are not worrying about being romantic, that's because the reason why they're not worrying about being romantic, that's because ladies are easy. That's because, why are they going to put an effort in being romantic if the last girl, they could get her with no romance at all? They could get her just with a text message. So then that makes everybody else, that makes guys don't want to do make any effort for any girl, because they know that it's just gonna be easy. If it's so easy to get girls, so that's what they want. So unfortunately, I used to have a boyfriend that he told me that. He told me when I was giving him a little trouble, like, no, I'm like not being so easy to see or to get. And then he told me, you know what, that's really easy for me. And then he said, oh, I discovered that I don't love you. I was like, wow, okay. Okay, so obviously there's men that are casually dating, and they know they have to lie at the beginning of the relationship. They know the only way you're gonna go with them in the bed is if they lie to you and they make you believe that they want that he wants a serious long-term relationship with you. So if he tell, they know better how you are going to respond, and they play the game over and over, and guess what, it always works. They tell you how much money they have, they talk to you about his business, they talk to you, they try to impress you, they spend money on you just so that you give in. And then whenever, if you're just being a little bit difficult, then once they get you, once he got you, then he's like, well, I'm just gonna think about it. Well, that was easy. I just had to throw some lies, and I just had to tell her how much, that I make this much. And then I just had to, they do play the role of the provider, and they tell you they want marriage, and they tell you, so I don't know. I don't know what is worst. If a guy that is lying to you from the beginning so that you get laid with them, or if a guy who tells you, who is very honest from the beginning and tells you that he just wants to have some fun, I don't know what is worst. I don't know what is better. To me, truth is better, because then I can choose. But they know that if they tell you the truth, if they tell you, you know what, I just want to have fun with you, if they tell you that, then you are going to say, well, you know what, I don't know if I just want to have fun with you. I'm probably just looking for something serious. I'm probably just looking for some, I want a good future. I want a family. I want I want an image. I want a people's approval. I want celebration of a relationship. I want to grow old with you. But a lot of men, they really don't. A lot of them, they're already bitter and they know. And a lot of men are even female haters. And they just think that you are evil as a woman and they just want to use you and then make fun of you. I'm sorry for telling you all these things, but my podcast is where I'm talking the truth of what I have observed in real people in this real world. And I just want to give a warning to all the young ladies. With this, I don't want to tell you there's no good guys out there. Yes, there are good guys, but you need to be very smart to spot them. Give a chance to go on a date. If the guy is texting you and you don't know him, don't text forever. 3 texts and then tell him if you're going to invite me out, if you want to see me or not. If you want to invite me out, where are we going? Because it's Wednesday and my weekend is already filling up. And if he doesn't invite you anywhere by Thursday, ignore him the whole weekend. Until the next week, let him be the first texting you and ask you how your weekend was. And then you're going to tell him that your weekend was outstanding, fantastic. And if he asks you what you did, you can tell him that you went on a date and you had a fantastic weekend. And tell him that you did some expensive stuff, like you went to the, I don't know, to a musical theater, or that you went to a fancy restaurant with, and then you went to a symphonic orchestra dinner and show with a guy, and it was fantastic. Now, if you are interested in him and you really like him, then don't you just say that it was, that your weekend was fantastic and that you had a lot of fun with friends, and then wait for him to see if he invites you. If he's not inviting you out, he's not making plans to see you, then forget about him and just meet someone else, meet more people. If you're gonna be dating online, you have to be very picky. You're gonna have to, there's so many men online, so you just have to dismiss, like swipe right or swipe left the ones that you don't like, and swipe left the ones that you like. Like, there was a guy that I like, and he was very nice and kind, and he started texting me, and then he invited me, and then he asked me, where would you like to go? So then I said the name of the restaurant, a 5-star restaurant where I like to go. And he told me, well, we'll do that for our anniversary. Like, he didn't want to spend that much money on the first date. So then our first date was in an average place. So we went to that average place. The food was good, and we had an average conversation for about 2 hours. He liked me. He told me, well, I definitely like you. I definitely would like to go out with you again. And I said, oh, thank you. But he didn't ask me. And I said, well, okay, that's perfect. Then the next date, we went on a dinner again, and then we went to the movies. And yes, of course, we had a good time. And then he asked me, okay, well, then definitely, yes, I want to see you again. And he was texting me every day. And then one day he told me, oh, we should go out this Friday. And he said, but I can't, but I'm sick. I was like, oh, okay, well. Then the next week he said, I don't have money to go out anywhere this Friday, but you feel, how about I'm just going to bring you pizza and we can chill in your couch. I said, nope. No, because we had only gone out like 2 times. I'm like, no, I don't bring a guy to my home. It's just too soon. It's just too soon to have that couch privileges. It's just too soon. I don't do that. And then he said, well, how about you come over to me? So he wanted me to drive 1 hour to go with him. I just thought, no, I'm not gonna. Honestly, now, did I like the guy a lot? Honestly, I didn't like him that much. I like him like a 70%. So I understand. When you are young and you like a guy that is like so handsome, and then you say, oh, I would do anything for him, I would do anything to go out with him. Well, I understand, but you also need to be, don't fall for the looks, don't fall for those, for that six pack, for that sexy smile. Don't fall for it. A handsome man is nothing more than a handsome man. What matters is his brains, his job, how much he makes, his values, how he treats you, what is he willing to do for you, how many problems he gets you out of, if he's taking care of you. That's what matters, okay? All right, so I'm talking about, I'm totally out of topic because I was talking about how to raise a child with your self-esteem, and then I ended talking about men. However, in the Don't Let a Baby, a Child Cry, in the number, in the terrible twos, when a child is in the, do not yell at the child so much. Just teach the child how to do things and how to do the things by himself or by herself instead of being yelling or that much to the child. Okay, so I'm going to end it here and I'm going to continue with another chapter of the self-esteem because I totally deviated from my beginning topic and I apologize for that. However, if you are listening to me and if you are a lady, please give me thumbs up and please send me your messages and your private comments. Okay. This is Susu Kennedy, Motivation for Life. Bye. Bienvenidos a Motivación para Vivir. Este es tu canal de podcast. Soy su amiga Azucena Kennedy y hoy vamos a hablar de minimalismo, de cómo ser minimalista, cómo consumir menos productos y vivir más feliz y tener más dinero en la bolsa y poder vivir con todo lo que necesitas. En un mundo en el que la mercadotecnia y los negocios y el consumismo, todos quieren venderte muchísimas cosas. Yo sé que en muchos países latinoamericanos el minimalismo es llevado casi al extremo. Sin embargo, en Estados Unidos las personas caen demasiado en el consumismo porque nada más como ganan mucho dinero, ganan cash. Entonces ya nada más porque ganan dinero ya lo quieren ir a gastar y empiezas a comprar cosas que realmente no necesitamos para vivir. Esta semana me pusieron una encuesta de parte de una, no sé si me escogieron a mí, a la y se va, o si me escogieron principalmente porque casi no consumo nada, porque no soy una buena consumidora, porque realmente he aprendido a vivir con poco y he aprendido a vivir de una manera sencilla y a comer de una manera sencilla. Y si me preguntas, pues soy más sana y más feliz y menos cosas de que preocuparme. Entre más cosas tienes, más cosas te preocupas, y sin embargo tiene uno que es dedicar tiempo en deshacerte de las cosas. Por eso acá en Estados Unidos la gente renta muchas unidades de bodegas, muchas bodegas chiquitas que se llaman storage units para guardar cosas. Y también te quiero platicar que la gente compra mucho mugrero, cosas que realmente no necesitamos. Realmente no necesitamos tantas decoraciones en nuestras casas. Sobre todo si tienes niños, te van a romper las cosas. No necesitamos comprar tanta ropa. No necesitamos comprar en servicio. Realmente no necesitamos ver tanta tele. No sé, parece ser que hay personas que se pasan horas frente al televisor. Realmente yo nunca veo la televisión, por eso la encuesta que respondí fue más fácil, porque yo nunca, les juro que nunca veo la televisión. Tengo muchas cosas que hacer en la casa y me dedico más a estar con mi familia, a platicar con mis hijos, me dedico más a, no mucho a la limpieza de mi casa, limpio lo mínimo necesario, que es la cocina, los baños. Obviamente los fines de semana es cuando me dedico hacer la limpieza más en general, como lavar sábanas, cortinas, limpiar abanicos, desempolvar rincones, etcétera. Perdón. Sin embargo, yo te quiero platicar cómo yo vivo para que ustedes puedan darse una idea de por qué puedo vivir en una colonia bonita con lo poco que gano como maestra. Yo soy maestra y gano el salario, es un salario muy por debajo de la, por abajo de lo que una familia de 4 personas puede ganar. Sin embargo, me he tenido que adaptar después de mi divorcio, me tuve que organizar y adaptar y vivir con la mitad de lo que se ganaba como persona. Entonces mucha gente me pregunta por cómo le haces para vivir en una colonia tan bonita con lo que ganas, con lo poco que ganas como maestra. Entonces yo lo que les digo es, bueno, para empezar yo no gasto tanto dinero en las tiendas. Si voy a comprar ropa bonita, compro en, obviamente cuando hay ofertas. Y sí me gusta comprar ropa en tiendas de buena marca, pero compro, por decir, un vestido muy bonito cuando está en descuento, rara vez, por decirte, una vez al año. Lo mismo con los pares de zapatos. Un par de zapatos muy bonitos una vez al año. Para el diario uso lo que sea. Para el diario uso ropa. Hay personas que me regalan, mi prima me regaló bastante ropa, mis hijas tienen mucha ropa que ellas han comprado, les han regalado y me queda. Entonces yo, la verdad, para el uso diario, para el trabajo, solamente uso el mismo, casi tengo solamente 2 pantalones negros de slacks, o sea, 2 pantalones formales, 2 sacos negros y cambio la blusa. Y así, siempre ando vestida de negro porque es con lo que te ves más delgada y te combina con todo. Y así ya no tienes ningún problema. Rara vez uso vestidos, pero si uso vestidos nos exigieron en el trabajo que usemos mallas abajo del vestido, etcétera. No, yo ahorro mucho en comida, en lo que más ahorro es en comida. Tampoco hago reparaciones de la casa, tampoco he hecho, pero también ya no tengo niños chiquitos que me estén rompiendo o descomponiendo cosas. Entonces, las reparaciones muchas veces trato de hacerlas yo misma y de ir a Home Depot y preguntarle a alguien y que me enseñe cómo, o a algún amigo o al el esposo de alguna amiga. Y siempre ando pidiendo quien me haga el favor de repararme algunas cosas, o lo hago yo misma. Veo videos de YouTube en cómo arreglar las cosas. Yo misma instalé la llave del agua de la regadera. Yo me he fijado, yo sola he ahorrado, porque cuando aquí en Estados Unidos, cuando vienen a arreglarte cosas en la casa, te cobran muchísimo dinero. Estoy hablando más de $100. Otras cosas mínimas, bueno, en ropa pues tampoco rara vez gasto. Ropa para los niños nada más les compro una vez al año. Voy mucho a la tienda de segunda, y en la tienda de segunda o en las garage sales puedes encontrar muchas cosas también. También te puedo decir que en la comida ahorro mucho, porque desde que me hice vegetariana o vegana, simplemente dejé de comprar productos lácteos, todo, ya no compro. Imagínate todo lo que me ahorro si ya no compro ni queso, ni yogur, ni mantequilla, ni leche, ni licuados. No compro nada hecho. Yo todo lo hago, y realmente cocino muy poco. Cocino poco. Ya no compro ni pasteles, ni galletes, ni galletas, mucho menos saladas. Nada que sea comida procesada. Solamente compro fruta y verdura orgánica, y solamente en pequeñas porciones, porque si compro mucha fruta, luego ahí se queda, nadie se la come. Y si compro mucha verdura, nada más compro la fruta, la verdura que vamos a comer los próximos 3 días, y compro arroz, frijol, garbanzo. El garbanzo sí lo compro de lata, orgánico. La lata que solamente dice garbanzo, sal y agua. Espinacas sí las compro de lata, las que dice espinaca, sal y agua. Frijol negro y frijoles refritos. Ahí venden un frijol refrito vegano. Ese lo compro también de lata. Los frijoles negros orgánicos, que nada más traen agua, frijol y sal. No compres latas donde tengan más de dos o tres ingredientes, porque ahí ya le metieron otros químicos. Fíjate bien la fruta que compras en las tiendas. Si tú cortas una manzana y esa manzana no se hace café después de una hora, quiere decir que algo no es natural, no es una manzana natural. Algo le pusieron, le están poniendo conservadores. Dejé de comprar embutidos, ya no compro nada de jamón, ni salchichas, nada, ni jamones, ni salchichas, ni nada de carne, nada de eso. A mis hijos solamente comen esas cosas si vamos a algún restaurante, que es rara vez. Yo creo nada más vamos a un restaurante una vez al mes. Ya no vamos a comida rápida, nunca nos paramos. Yo hago en la casa, hago burritos, hago gorditas, hago pan, hago mis propias galletas. Azúcar uso muy poca, azúcar de caña, es el único tipo. Mieles uso la miel de agave para endulzar, es lo único. No compro salsas, sí compro salsas de lata. Nacho sí compro de vez en cuando, pero esa es la única fritura que compro. Todo lo demás también compro arroz, ¿cómo le llaman? Arroz integral, chícharos, lentejas, sopas de pasta también compro, pero no uso mantequilla. Entonces, al no usar mantequilla, pues nos ahorramos bastante. Alguien me regaló una mantequilla y la he estado usando para no tirarla las últimas 2 semanas, y realmente pues ya no lo vuelvo a hacer porque todos hemos engordado al menos una libra. Ya no compro ni pollo, ni carne, ni pescado, ni nada que sea de animal. Uy, con eso no sabes, me he ahorrado unos $200 por semana. Y gasto muy poco en comida. Papas, sí compro papas para hacer papas al horno. Compré una air fryer, y en la air fryer, que es una freidora con aire, entonces ahí ya no usas alcohol, no usas aceite. El aceite de cualquier tipo es malo para la salud. El aceite vegetal no es bueno para el corazón, ni siquiera el aceite de oliva es bueno. Todos los aceites son malos, y toda la comida que venden le ponen mucho aceite. La comida de los restaurantes tiene mucho aceite, sobre todo para que sepa bien. Y por eso toda la comida procesada tiene aceite, como lo usan como conservador y como saborizante. Entonces yo por eso no compro nada con aceite, porque te engorda. Mi vida ha cambiado bastante, me siento muy bien. Todas las funciones de mi cuerpo me funcionan muy bien, me siento saludable. Mi pensamiento es más claro, estoy más tranquila. Y sí compro suplementos vitamínicos, sí compro algunas vitaminas que son importantes, y sobre todo me puse a hacer ejercicio. Entonces, hacer ejercicio es muy importante, que hagas de perdida una media hora de caminar o correr diario, 5 veces por semana. Yo hago ejercicio 5 veces por semana, descanso viernes y domingos. Los sábados en la mañana hago ejercicio, y si no lo hago en la mañana, lo hago a mediodía o en la tarde, si ya de plano tuve un día, algún evento o algún día muy ocupado. Los sábados es cuando hago ejercicio, y también de lunes a jueves hago ejercicio. El ejercicio puedes bailar, puedes poner tus videos de YouTube, ponerte a bailar, puedes hacer pesas, puedes brincar, puedes salir a caminar, correr, nadar, bicicleta, todo lo que tú quieras, y con eso mantendrás un estilo de vida saludable. En maquillaje sí gasto, aunque trato de solamente, si compro maquillajes finos, pues obviamente te duran más, y si compras maquillajes baratos como de Walmart, del tipo Maybelline, no te duran tanto en la cara y se te acaban más pronto. Pero si compras buenas marcas, sí te van a durar más los maquillajes, sobre todo el foundation, ¿verdad? He encontrado que el maquillaje, la base para maquillaje líquido me dura más, y el polvo pues te tapa los poros, entonces tienes que limpiarte la cara. Casi ya no uso ni jabones ni shampoo. El único shampoo bueno que uso es el de, ¿cómo se llama? El de Michaels. ¿Cómo se llama este? El de... Ajá, el de Michaels. No me acuerdo cómo se llama. Y es, compro la botella grande que es para uso diario. Y ya. Entonces yo realmente no soy una buena consumidora. No soy una consumidora que tú puedas decir, yo soy una buena consumidora y gasto en todas las tiendas y las marcas. Realmente no. Sí gasto en perfumes, pero también compro algunas muestras en el internet, y me he dado cuenta que llevando una vida sencilla vives con menos preocupaciones y menos comida es menos mugrero en la cocina. Tienes que trabajar menos en la cocina, menos ollas. Solamente uso una ollita donde hago la sopa de frijoles, sopa de arroz, sopa de chícharos, y para hervir las papas. También en mi casa no comemos animales muertos. Sin embargo, cuando salimos a algún restaurante, que es muy rara vez, muy de vez en cuando, entonces ahí sí, yo a mis hijos no les... Ellos pueden pedir lo que quieran, porque es más o menos muy de vez en cuando. Ok, entonces yo te recomiendo, el minimalismo es algo muy bueno, porque hay que ir en esta vida ligero de equipaje, y hay que ir, entre menos tengas, es mejor, entre menos cosas tengas, es mejor. Y decía San Francisco de Asís, deseo poco, y lo poco que deseo, lo deseo poco. Entonces es no desear cosas materiales, simplemente disfrutar de la vida, disfruta de la actividad de tu cuerpo, disfruta de estar en compañía de seres queridos, de tus amigos. Y antes de ir a cenar a algún restaurante o algo, puedes cenar en tu casa. No compro el pan de telera, el pan Bimbo, porque tiene muchos químicos y conservadores. Comida procesada, no es buena para tu salud. No la compres, porque solamente te llenas de químicos en tu cuerpo que te quitan funciones del cuerpo. Yo lo que te recomiendo es tomar mucha agua. No tomo refrescos tampoco. Refrescos muy rara vez, pero es agua, simplemente lo que tu cuerpo necesita, té o café. Y el té yo lo hago y el café yo lo hago. No compro bebidas embotelladas. No compro casi de ningún tipo. Mis hijos les compré jugo de naranja, que le ponen extra azúcar. Pero bueno, también yo les hago jugos de naranja en la casa. Y compro la leche de almendra de chocolate, porque a mis hijos les gusta, pero yo realmente ya decidí, ya ni siquiera tomo, ni siquiera compro crema para café. Y ya ni siquiera compro leche, ni de almendra, ni de soya para mí, porque es casi más agua y azúcar lo que lleva que cualquier cosa. Y la proteína de soya me la como en otras cosas, en otro tipo de comida que yo preparo. Muy bien. Muy bien, pues eso es todo. Y me da mucho gusto saludarlos y darles estos consejos para vivir de una manera minimalista. Entre menos cosas necesites para vivir, es mejor. Entre más espiritual seas, es mejor. Entre más ejercicio hagas, es mejor. Los quiero mucho. Les mando muchos abrazos y saludos a la gente que me está oyendo. Compártanme y suscríbanse a mi podcast. Si tienen alguna pregunta específica sobre algo, por favor, pregúntenme y con mucho gusto les mando mensaje o hago un programa sobre eso. Gracias. Bye.